Concours Écricom 2013, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 30. China's Labour Force. In January 2013, the National Bureau of Statistics announced that the number of working-age Chinese shrank last year by a total of 3.45 million. In the slow-moving world of demography, that is a big turning point. The mobilisation of Chinese labour force over the past 35 years has shaken the world. Never before has the global economy benefited from such an addition of extra human exertion. Now the additions are over, and not just in China. The new statistics will amplify calls for reform of China's one-child policy. China's one-child policy is not quite as strict as its name implies. Once all its exceptions are taken into account, it permits about 1.47 children per woman. If the policy were relaxed dramatically, would China's population explode again? Clint Lawrence of Global Demographics, a research firm, is often asked this by clients, some of whom hope to profit from a baby boom. But he has to disappoint them. He says the best contraception is affluence and education. Many Chinese women would not have a second child even if they were allowed to. And if all restrictions were lifted, the fertility rate would probably settle at about 1.62, according to Sir Philip Morgan of Duke University and his co-authors. Despite these assurances, China's policymakers will be slow to tweak the policy. And even if it is relaxed, it will take at least 15 years for any second children to reach working age. What will happen to China's economy in the interim? The demographic dividend that China has enjoyed in recent decades has kept wage rates low and saving rates high. With fewer children per worker, China has enjoyed a higher income per head, a large chunk of which it has been able to save and invest. The shrinking of the working age population will put downward pressure on the saving rate and upward pressure on wages, as coastal factories have already found. Optimists argue that urbanisation can trump demography. Because 47% of China's population still resides in the countryside, China's urban workforce still has room to grow at rural China's expense. How much surplus labour remains in China's rural hinterland is a matter of great debate. Some economists think Chinese agriculture can still spare tens of millions of workers. Others, such as Kai Fang of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, argue that China exhausted its surplus workers as early as 2004. That does not mean people will stop migrating to the cities, but it does mean that wages will have to rise to attract them because they are also needed in their home villages. Since 1995, China's economy has grown at an extraordinary rate, expanding by 9.8% a year on average. But its ascent relies less on raw human effort than many people think. China owes the bulk of its growth not to adding labour or moving it, but to augmenting it, raising its productivity within industry. The secret of China's success lies not in the workers it adds, but in what new capital, technology and know-how adds to its workers.